That's the sound of Caribbean Groove. It's a four-piece band specializing in reggae, soca, and other sounds of the Caribbean. They're rehearsing for the festival at Lake Eola this weekend. Although Caribbeans have played an important part in U.S. history, it's taken a long time for them to be recognized. The festival entertainment coordinator is Craig Camacho.
For years, we were trying to get acknowledged and be recognized here in the United States, you know, and that's why in 2006, when, you know, June was officially declared National Caribbean Heritage Month, you know, the Senate passed that in 2006, and it was a big achievement for us.
Caribbean Groove's band members come from St. Lucia, Jamaica, and Trinidad. The band enjoys the expansion of the Orlando Caribbean community, and they're happy to see others engage in the culture. Bass player Derek John says the festival is a good way to do that.
Somehow, our little group here kind of plays our part too. So it's kind of good to be part of that mosaic, if you want to call it that. So, you know, we're part of that in our own little way.
The festival's not the only outing for the band. They also play for charities like the Cancer Society Relay for Life and Dads for Down Syndrome. The band rehearses at Derek's home. For Paul Bo and Ricardo DeVoe, it's not just a rehearsal, but quality time spent with family that brings back memories of how it all began. And it's a place to get a good meal.
The food is really good over
here. being a single guy, I show up for the food. If I could leave right after the food, I would.
That's the only reason I'm in the band. I get to vibe
the food.
So
you
I'll feed them. They get to come over and hang out.
They believe that music is a language of its own that forges a stronger bond among friends. Paul says he used to play dominoes a lot, but he says it's no comparison to playing in the band.
Being with, you know, friends playing music or friends doing something else, to me, music is more fulfilling. Feel like you accomplished something. You know, I mean, you play a soccer like Derek. I know Derek used to play a lot of soccer. I'm sure the physicality of playing the soccer was a good feel also.
Yeah, but not as sweet as this.
But
that's
not
for
as
sure.
Sweet, yeah.
The Caribbean consists of about 30 islands, each with its own distinct culture. That can sometimes lead to discrimination. But Derek says music can help bridge those differences.
The more you open your mind and your heart, right, the more you become more accepting of people who are a little different or whatever. So I think that's a universal thing.
Caribbean Groove will be performing, along with other bands, at Lake Eola this Sunday. I'm Taisha Henry, 90.7 News.